The scripture reading this evening will come from the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 9. Hebrews 6, verse 9. But, beloved, we are convinced of better things regarding you, and things that accompany salvation, even though we are speaking in this way.
Hope everybody's recovered from this morning. Pretty good this morning. That was enjoyable. I saw a lot of smiley faces, and it was an encouraging day. I like to do an informal survey when I'm driving around. I like to count yards that have political signs and just kind of see who's going which way. And yesterday, Karen and I were out driving around picking up the flowers and other things, and I saw this sign that really confused me. It didn't say what office they were running for or anything. It was a really bad sign. I don't know who the people are. It said stump grinding. I just saw that and I was okay. I don't know. Okay, enough shenanigans. Let's go over to Hebrews chapter 6. So this morning, I reminded you that we need to keep our faith. And if we grow spiritually and we have a good foundation, then we'll be able to talk to others about Christ. We'll be able to do the work that's needed for the church to grow. But we have to get ourselves in the right place. And in this letter to the Hebrews, in Hebrews chapter 6, the author of the letter expresses concern for the recipients of this letter. He makes mention of their spiritual immaturity in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 11 through 14. Then he warns them of the peril of not progressing in Hebrews 6, 1 through 8. And while he writes in this way, though, he gives them some encouragement. And he tells them in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 through 6, that although others had fallen to the point where it was impossible to renew them again to repentance, he could say, verses 9, that we're confident of better things concerning you. Now, I know it's dangerous for me to preach on Hebrews as the resident expert back there. David did a really great job on teaching that on the Sunday morning a few years back. But I think it's important for us to be reminded of these things. I think it's important for us to be reminded of why there's such a great confidence in brothers and sisters in the church that we can hang on to our salvation. The first thing that he mentions is that God is a just God, and he's one who doesn't forget. Sometimes we look at things in the world and we think there's no justice. A book I read once, the character, his favorite saying was, "There ain't no justice." And then he changed that to TANG, T-A-N-G, "There ain't no justice." So whenever there's a problem, you just say TANG, right? Well, there is justice in this world. And there is justice with God. But we need to understand that God does not forget. He's very much aware of our service in the past. He says the words, "in that you have ministered." Okay? So he knows what you've been doing. He knows about the service that has been shown towards him. Okay? Toward his name, the scripture says. And he's very much aware of our service in the present. Scripture says, "and do minister." Okay? So, God knows what we've done in the past, what we're doing currently in His name, and He understands what we're doing in the present. The second thing is, He knows that, the second thing for us is to understand, not only is He a just God, but this can be a comfort to us. So, in contrast to every sin which is blotted out, we need to remember, we know that He remembers them no more, according to Hebrews 8:12. Service rendered in love to God is not forgotten. So not only does He forget our sins, but He remembers the service that we've done. Now, before anybody thinks I'm going down the road where I'm preaching your works get you into heaven, that's not what I'm preaching. There's justice. And justice is that God looks at what we do, and He understands the service that we've rendered, and He doesn't forget those things. There are many times in the world where maybe you did something great on the job, and your boss comes in and says something to you that he wasn't happy with something else you did. He doesn't even know that you did something good over here. That's pretty frustrating. Maybe you've been a great worker in the church, and your name's not called out in a sermon for being a great worker in the church. You know, we're human, and we mess things up sometimes. But God knows. God understands what we've done, and God provides justice. So we need not fear that God will not see or remember our efforts to be pleasing to Him. That's something we can take comfort in. God seeks to show Himself strong to those that are loyal to Him, according to 2 Chronicles 16:9. Remember that God took notice of Cornelius' desire to please Him, even when Cornelius was in an unsaved state. Cornelius was diligent in trying to do those things which were right and that would honor God, even though he did not know Him. In Acts chapter 10, verses 1 through 6, he was taken note of. How much more will he take note of his children and their actions towards him? So when we stumble but repent, our sins are forgotten, but our labor of love is remembered. I don't know about you, but that gives me comfort. And it gives me comfort to know that our work is not in vain. Even if God is the only one who remembers it, even if no one else does, it's comforting to know that. I sometimes wonder if Noah ever wanted to shout out in vain and frustration that nobody was listening to his message that a terrible flood was coming. Only he and his family were saved. God remembered him. We need to understand that diligence, faith, and patience on our part is important. The author's desire was that his readers show the same diligence or earnestness that they had shown in the past. He's encouraging them to keep working. He's encouraging them to keep doing those things for the Lord. He wants them to be diligent regarding their assurance of hope. He wants them to be diligent to the end, Hebrews 3:6 and Hebrews 3:14. Being diligent regarding our assurance of hope. The promises that we're given by God about heaven give us hope and give us motivation to keep working towards the day. Don't lose heart. Don't grow weary in doing the work of love. We need to continue to be diligent. We get tired sometimes. Keep doing good. Don't grow weary. We don't want to become sluggish. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, a Sunday night crowd after a big potluck and a big day understands what sluggish is, okay? We don't want to be sluggish in our service towards God. The Greek word sluggish means dull. The same word is used in the phrase dull of hearing in Hebrews 5:11. They were already dull of hearing. His desire is not become dull in conduct. Okay, so don't become dull to hearing about God and His what He's given you. Don't become dull of hearing about His love. Don't become dull in doing the work. Those qualities are necessary for spiritual security. Peter describes the need for diligence in 2 Peter 1, 5 and 10 through 11. He describes the need for diligence and he says, making your calling and election sure. You know, it always cracks me up every football season. Some guy will catch a pass and he'll run into the end zone and he'll drop the ball and they'll spot the ball on the 1 yard line because he didn't carry the ball all the way into the end zone. He's all excited and he's ready to do his high step. I can't do a high step, but he's all ready to do that. And he drops the ball early. And the other team recovers it on the 1 yard line. And he didn't get his touchdown. And all the fans want to throw rocks at him. Okay? And the fantasy football people want to do even worse to him because it cost them points. All right? Well, it's important for us to be diligent. We're not going to earn our way in. But if we're diligent, if we continue to be earnest, if we continue to work at it, and when we're frustrated, turn to Him, we can make sure of our salvation, okay? That we're staying within Him. Don't get me wrong, we're only going to be saved by His righteousness. But we got to put some effort out, okay? We can't just float along like plankton. We know that God keeps His promises. You know, in Hebrews chapter 6, 13 through 15, the author uses the example of God's promise to Abraham. God made a promise to Abraham in which He swore by Himself, because He could not swear by anyone higher, a promise which Abraham obtained after patient endurance. God made Abraham a promise. He was going to have a nation full of family after him. Okay? Did he get that immediately? No. But he endured and he endured and he was patient. And that promise was finally realized. God confirmed His promise with an oath in Hebrews 6, verses 15 through 18. You know, God made the promise. He made it sure to them. God's faithfulness is our assurance. When we look at the Scriptures, how many times was God faithful? If we go to the Old Testament and we look at God made promises to the people of Israel, they kept them for a while and then they didn't. God would give them another opportunity over and over and over. He would make new covenants with them. Okay? God wanted them to be His people. Well, God's made a covenant with us. He's made a covenant that if we are baptized into Him, and we will rise to walk in newness of life. He's made a covenant with us that through the blood of His Son, that our sins can be washed away. And that we can continue to be renewed in that always. He's made a promise to us that in His house there are many... I like mansions because I like mansions. But some people call many places... I don't know what it's going to look like, but it's going to be a lot better than what I have. It's going to be a lot better than what Les Wexner has out here, wherever he lives. Okay? It's going to be better than anything that we know of here. And you know that one of my favorite things to say is heaven is a place where gold is just road pavement. Right? When you're driving out here on 605 and you run into those chuckles, and imagine that road being made out of gold. Just think about that. God is faithful to us. He's made promises, and He will keep them. God's with us regularly. God listens to our prayers. How many times have we prayed, and God has given us the best appropriate response for whatever situation that we're in? So this evening, I want to encourage you to continue to be diligent, but I want you to understand that God is with you, and God remembers the things that you do, and that your work is not in vain. I wanted this message for a Sunday night crowd, because oftentimes Sunday night crowds are the people who are working the most. It was funny when Beth and Ray came, and they came back on a Sunday night. My dad says, "Yep, those are Christians." Okay. That impressed my dad a lot. And we've had others like that over the years here. So I encourage you to be diligent. I encourage you to take comfort. And I encourage you to continue on understanding that the Lord loves you and that His promises are not for nothing. This evening, if we can help you in any way, please come while we stand and sing.